what it's like to send guys on, and not only to the NBA, but I mean they're really like achieving their dreams, and they got the platform to do that here. What is it like for you? I mean, besides the basketball coach stuff, just like person to person.
Well, you know, it is very much like when I see some of our other young men who didn't have this opportunity, but have opportunities to be school teachers one day, go to Europe and play, get into the business world. It's the same thing. You feel like you hope you've been a great major part of their life moving forward, and that you had an impact on them. And that's what you feel. And then you look at the next group and you say, let's do that again.
When you look at what Nick and Glenn were able to do, obviously the two-year stretch, are they going to be kind of two guys that you point to and say, hey, this is possible, and look what was done by these two guys?
Just like many of our players, we're always looking back at former players, looking at why they were successful at Michigan and why they're being successful now. Tim and Trey's name was mentioned quite a few times this year. Darius Morris was mentioned. But so were some of the other young men that, you know, are very successful. Zach Novak and Stu Douglas were mentioned just as much. It's all part of the Michigan family.
When you look at Nick's development over the year, are you surprised that he exceeded expectations? Where did he kind of fall when on your?
Well, we saw glimpses last year where we thought could be a special player, and that what he just needed was the opportunity. And with Tim and Trey going pro, he had a great opportunity.
John, these guys talked about being all 2 feet in or 2 feet out.